Welcome to Big Natural Talents.
Hello, girlies. Welcome to the BNT introductory. That is always incredibly polished and planned. We're joined here with a guest. And Kincheta, are you excited for this guest?
I'm literally gagging.
Yeah. It would be really rude if we said we weren't, because, like, she's here right now. Like, she's hearing this, so.
I'm bound and gagged.
I'm right here. I'm watching Kincheta be gagged.
She's tied to a chair, which is
There's
tied.
Apple yeah. in my mouth.
She's tied to a train track. And I'm saying, girly, how have you got Wi-Fi out there?
It's insane. She's talking so clearly. She's articulating while gag.
Yeah. Makes me think she's done this before. But anyway, we are joined by amazing writer and illustrator, I guess, drawer, artiste, cartooner, girly.
All of it. Girly. Most importantly, girly.
Most importantly. Homyara Marbub, thank you for coming into the stew with us chickies.
Guys, girlies, queenies, babies. Thank you so much for having me. I'm actually, this is like a fan moment for me. I'm wow. obsessed.
Honestly, can I just speak now? I'm off the train track. Someone's cut the wire. Yeah. They've taken out the apple. I'm eating the apple. And I just want to say that, like, hum, more than all those accolades, is just, like, a girly that you want to have in your corner. She's warmest in. She's funniest in. She's the girly who, like, she's like me, but in a different way. Like, she's messaging me in capitals, like I do to you, Lauren, being like, babe, we need to talk about this. And I'm like, I feel seen. I feel heard. I look up to her. I like, I'm like, why do you even care? Like, this is so cool. Like,
I'm not worthy. That's how I feel about you. I'm honored. I'm simply honored to be on this podcast. And I am both, we're both Leos and we're both mentally ill.
Oh, no.
It's perfect.
This little fish is about to get eaten by a pack of lions, I think.
Are you a Pisces lion?
Yeah.
Pisces? Lauren, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's two lions right now in your house.
Yeah. I'm looking at another one. His name's Tony. It's my cat. He's really been upset lately because he wants dinner all the time.
Oh, my God. And it's a super moon tonight, so you know cats.
Oh, maybe that's why he's been mental. It was a full moon. And maybe that's why he attacks me, because I'm a Pisces. I'm a fish. Oh, my God.
Oh, but he knows.
He knows.
He's meant to eat you.
Yeah, you need that tension. You need, like, a relationship between prey and yeah. What's the other word?
Prey.
Predator?
Predator. Prayer. And can I just say, I mean, we've got a million things to talk about, but the latest thing you messaged me in all caps, which we, like, have to get into for the girlies, is I'm just going to read it verbatim. Kajetta, you have to have me on the podcast to talk about Horny Dessert Cafe. Hing and I are the first to discover it. It's literally my passion, and there are updates on it. So, bitch, you better get squawking about this.
Okay, so for listeners, wait, I'll do a quick recap. We've mentioned it a few times. Horny Dessert Cafe, I think I'm piecing together, is that the place that sells waffles that are shaped like dicks and pussies?
Is it the place that sells waffles that are shaped like dicks and vulvas? You bloody bet.
And I'm sure it's so much more. But that's the place. And so you've been. Okay, yeah. Tell us what's happened. What's the update? Okay.
How did you discover it, actually?
Okay, first of all, I'm upset at Kincheta revealing to everyone that I stormed my way onto this podcast to be daintily invited.
But you were, like, you were, no, it's more that Lauren and I are the world's worst, like, admin people.
Yeah.
And you were, like, a clear front runner, like, absolutely years ago you were supposed to be on. But we just, like, are sickly.
You've been
and
on
crazy
the list.
And,
well, look, I have a vision for the podcast, and it's that I'm on it. Talking
Thank
about
you.
This. And
people
I'm
need to share
to
it with
realize
us.
Realize that vision.
Well, that's kind of our thing. Like, I feel like we always say to people, it's like, oh, I've been meaning to ask you for ages. And usually when people say that, they're lying. But us, we're telling the truth. Because we're
this is real.
It's just
but I am
happening.
Sorry for showing behind the scenes in show business, because it's not nice. I hate it. I hate that part of show business.
What, the behind the scenes part? You wish it was just scenes?
The business. It's show business, not show show. That's what I've always said.
You always say that.
Okay, sorry, Hum. Please.
Okay, so, all right. So this dessert cafe, I don't know how we discovered it. Hing and I actually discovered it early enough. You guys know the horny woman mural on the wall?
No.
Okay. So there's this naked woman painted on the wall, and she's painted in a way that's like at the same time, like powerfully, overwhelmingly horny, but also chaste.
Yeah.
It's like she's naked, she's curvy, but then she's like wearing this hat that's like covering all of her face except her luscious red lips.
I find a hat will always kind of tone down anything. If it's a bit too sexy, if you think, well, am I showing a little bit too much cleavage here? Put on a jaunty little hat. And you can wear it to church.
Exactly. It is like a church hat. And then it's just tits and pussy. Ooh. But the way they've drawn it, it's like her leg is kind of slightly in front of where the pussy would be.
Classy.
Her arms are kind of covering the nipples, but the tits are huge. And that mural has, over the time that we've been there, gotten more and more completed, like more and more shaded in, like more shadows around the pussy and stuff have been being added as we go. But when we first got there, it was like basically an outline. So I feel like I've really grown with this sexy ass woman. I don't know if you guys have been in and read the menu, but when Hing and I first went in, I don't know if he's okay with me mentioning his name on this podcast, but whatever, I guess people know we date.
Yeah, this is Michael Hing of the ABC, and anything that he does in the Horny Cafe is a reflect. No, it's not. Sorry. But you get it. You know what I mean.
I'm financially dependent on that man.
We all are, Hum. He's paying us all an allowance. Okay. Oh,
thank God. The only good comedian. Anyway, so as we went in, we grew with this woman, but also like the menu was fucking insane. The first time we walked in and got the menu, we were like, okay, what do we have for dessert? Have a little sweet treat. I was like, maybe I'll get a brownie. Maybe I'll get a sticky date pudding. Every item on the menu was literally called things like fucking like quickie in the sheets. Like S, there was one called S in the mouth.
Oh, and yeah.
And then when we asked, because the lady who runs it is a very, like, sexy woman in her, like, 40s, I would say. Like, just super hot, extremely MILF areas. And one time we took – okay, so we discovered it and we were, like, obsessed with it. And then we started taking our friends there. We've taken, like, every comedian in Sydney to this cafe. And one time we went with our friends and one of them, like, asked the lady, what is the S in the mouth? And she went, whatever you want it to be, honey.
Wow. Oh.
Because I'm thinking shit.
I mean, we were thinking shit.
Right? It's like, cum starts with a C.
Cum does start with a C.
Tit, ass, what's the S, babe?
Sexy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Semen. Sorry, I'm a scientist. Semen.
Oh, my God. She's okay. A woman in STEM.
We got it. She is. That's like, and like, if they all have names like that, like, you think ordering at Boost Juice requires a lack of dignity, you know? To be an adult and ask for a all berry bang with extra ice and soy milk instead of yogurt. Can I get a mango tango crush? Yes, I'm a businessman ordering.
I need this quick. I've got to present my stocks in the meeting on Wall Street.
Quick,
give me my mango tango berry blast with a twist and a hat on it. Shit.
I'm the CEO of a bank and I can't go into the portfolio without my green tea mango mantra in original size.
Okay, no one is saying my favorite, which is Mango Magic.
Oh, huge. Mm. Yeah. But it's not the craziest name.
And honestly, I haven't ordered it since I got like a big girl job. I haven't ordered it because you're right. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't be there in my blazer ordering Mango Magic.
And I remain away from any kind of real employment or kind of dignified work or job because I can't give up my green tea mega mantra. You know, I have publications calling me. I have, you know, TV shows wanting to cast me and I say, sorry.
The head of the Reserve Bank was actually saying in his latest press release he would love for Lauren to come and work there.
Yeah.
The interest rate issue.
Yeah.
She can't.
I said, not interested.
She's a boost juice, babe.
Not interested.
You know Broadway.
When you get a blazer job, you just start going to a different kind of juice bar. And then when you like order there, it's not like mantra fun. It's like, I will have like the energizer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it gets I mean? Serious. It's like, can I get the fat I'm blasting? Serious. I'm a piece of shit. That yeah, kind of thing.
Exactly. Can I get the insider trading with a wheatgrass shot, please? Like, it's
yum. But anyway, you go there, you see anyway, this S in the mouth.
Yeah, we go there. And the thing is, she's and whoever the chef is, she's an incredible pastry chef. Like the food is amazing, which is why we keep going back. We were like, this is like, you can't even get an Eton mess anywhere in the country. I don't even know if I'm saying that right because it's British. But like, it's just incredible desserts. The best sticky date pudding I've ever had. She's always doing crazy things with mousse. And so we're obsessed with it. And then the update is that I told this whole story to a Canadian friend who is coming to visit Australia. And we were like, me and my friends in Melbourne, you know, Naomi Higgins, we were all in like this huge competition to be like, our city is the best one. You have to move here permanently. And I was like, well, Melbourne doesn't have a single horny dessert anything, right? Anything horny in Melbourne is also sad. So
yeah,
I was like, I'm going to take him here. It's going to be incredible. And then we got there and the menu had changed.
Ooh. No.
I know. The sticky date pudding is now just called a sticky date pudding.
What the fuck? I don't want a sticky date pudding.
What's the
I want a sticky
point in that?
Yeah, I want a sticky cum pudding.
Yeah.
You want a sticky cream pie, in my ass pudding. Yes.
But it was like so fucked up and honestly humiliating for me to like promise this man the horniest experience of his life with like eight his you know new friends in Sydney, and then we got there and it was just like a regular restaurant. Oh, I actually was like, I need to throw myself off a cliff.
That's so funny. And he like gets on a plane straight to Melbourne and
you yeah can't. I know.
He's like, bye, you lost.
Like, sorry.
I'm gonna go be horny and sad in Melbourne like the rest of those freaks.
Oh, they're free.
He's like, don't even show me the beaches, don't even show me the beautiful harbour, because if I can't get an Eton mess that is named after some kind of metaphor to do with cum or pussies, then I'm not in the city for me.
And I understand that and I respect that, and honestly that was yeah. my bad. I should yeah. have done more research before I took it.
Wait, guys, gun to your head, what is an Eton mess? I'm guessing it's got meringue, but that's all I've got.
Good job.
It's like meringue and cream and like a bunch of fruits.
It's kind of just it's like a smashed up pavlova in a cup, kind of.
Yeah, it's like deconstructed pav.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's good. It's kind of like if a pav got fucked really hard.
Yeah, see, so
like, why are you talking about it?
If the pav got American pie, that's an Eton mess.
Yes. And then why don't the restaurants acknowledge this when naming it?
They're all calling it something English like it's dignified. No.
Oh, my God. Guys, the three of us should make a pitch to our sugar daddy, Hing, and be like, listen, the three of us want to set up a horny cafe. It's like a normal cafe with like restaurant grade, like what's the word? Coffee and like, but everything's like cum on your tits latte and like, yeah. And like everything's so much.
Okay, now she's out of the market. I think we could conquer it. But also, you know, Hing's family already had a cafe.
Why didn't Hing tell me this?
Are they open to a rebrand? Are they open to some new menu items?
Okay, so his sister wanted to open a cafe. So his dad was like, okay, my youngest daughter, I will support you in this. Basically did all the work and helped finance this cafe. Hing's told the story in the podcast, so I think I'm okay to say it. But then his youngest daughter was like, oh, I'm busy. I've got like me.
Wow.
This like 65-year-old man who is literally, I'm not even joking, he's a medical doctor. He's like he's a specialist. He has a job.
Yeah. And is that what? Harder than being a barista? I don't think so.
For like a year and a half, he gets up at 5 a.m., opens the cafe, works a doctor making your coffee.
Works that's the cafe really funny.
To like the cafe manager comes in at like 8:30. Then he like hands over to this woman he's hired to run this cafe that he bought for his daughter. He goes up the road to his doctor's office and literally like looks at x-rays and shit all day.
That's, and I just picture him like having like a thought bubble, and he's dreaming of being back at the cafe.
He loves he's obsessed. Obviously, it was hemorrhaging money because he's a doctor and not a restaurateur.
He's like, do you want a scalpel with that? And it's like, no, you're meant to sell croissants, man.
Stay in your lane. He's like giving people advice and shit.
Yeah. He's like taking the croissants back to the doctor's office, trying to listen to people's hearts with them. All getting topsy-turvy.
Anyway,
so he had to sell the cafe, but he really misses it, and he always talks about starting another one. Aww. So I think if one of you is willing to talk to Mr. Hing Senior, Dr. Hing, about this, we could get the funding.
Dr. Hing. Wow. Yeah. I think the one rule of this place would be is, because you know when you go to Starbucks or something and they have, you know, their tall grande and venti sizes, but you can just say medium and they give you the grande, you know, like it's kind of the way with like drinks and stuff sometimes, you know, you can kind of not say the name of the menu item if it's crazy. You just say like, oh, I'll have that one. I think the rule is you have to say the name of it. And yes. And we're naming everything. Yes. So like even like a flat white, if you want a soy flat white, that's called like a cum fuck stepsister special or something, you know? And if Absolutely. You don't say those words, then you don't get it.
Absolutely. I completely agree. This is like, okay, it's Leo season. Oh, you go, Conchetta.
No, I like had a really fun game idea. So maybe you say your thing and then I'll pitch the game after you say your thing.
Well, I was going to say, I think there aren't enough insane rules.
Yes.
Generally in the world. So I think this cafe rules. But also, it's Leo season. My birthday party is tomorrow. Conchetta also just had a birthday. But literally my rule for my parties is no costume, no entry. Like, I don't care. If you took a 40-minute Uber to get to the venue, the venue was written down on the same fucking invite where I told you the theme, okay?
Yep.
That is so get true. Back in the Uber.
Have no fun costume, no entry. For one day in your fucking life. That's what I say to people who don't dress up.
Real.
Why don't you have fun for once? Your life. I actually also quickly, we'll do your game quickly, Conchetta, but on rules, I actually stopped going to a ramen place because they had too many rules. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast.
No,
but
you haven't.
I don't even know if I should name it, but it's a very big popular chain. Actually, like it wouldn't even harm their business. They're very popular. They're very good ramen, and not much like veggie ramen is out there in the world, but this place had it. But they had so many rules, okay, because you can order ramen and you can get extra noodles. But they won't let you have the noodles until you've finished the noodles that you already have. I was like, I know I'm going to want extra noodles. Can I? And they were like, you can only have them after you finish them because they're so worried about the noodles going soggy. And also they wouldn't let us order until like the next, like everyone was at the table. But like my aunt was just like in the bathroom and I was like, she's going to be back in a minute. And then also, if you put your bag, like, on the floor, they bring over a basket and they put your bag, like, in the basket and they're like, don't put your bag on the floor. And also
– okay, babe, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Okay, no, you go.
Okay, but the final rule they have, and then you can give your feedback, is they have takeaway available, but you're not allowed to get just anything takeaway. You're actually not allowed to get, like, the vegetarian ramen takeaway because they say it doesn't, like, transport very well. The noodles will go soggy. But I'm like, I don't care. Like, just – let me put – they won't let you take it away. If you eat half of it, you're not even allowed to take it. And so I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Now, what do you think?
I understand that all of those things are bad, but I also think, like, they're right and they should do
that. Yes! Which is why Hum wants more rules.
I think some of those things are just being Asian, babe.
Maybe.
Like, I think the bag thing is just being Asian.
Yeah, I am.
I kind of love that.
I'm a great big white person in, being like, that was like when I was in Japan with
a so white person coming in, being like, give me more food than I can eat, and I'm leaving all my shit on the floor.
That is me. That is me, to be fair. And they just want me to experience the noodles in the best way. And I'm like, but I want to eat them in bed. What do you mean?
You want to like McDonald'ize this beautiful traditional ramen restaurant, and they are trying to keep it from your grubby little hands.
I'm trying to McDonald'ize it. I'm trying to colonize it. I'm just trying to get the noodles that I paid for, and I don't know why I can't.
Honestly, babe, it's because that's their culture. Just like our culture will be, you have to order the cum latte, and you have to say cum latte.
Yeah, actually.
Which is a perfect segue to my game.
Okay.
So all I want to do is I want us to each give each other a menu item and then you have to name it. Just come up with it. Obviously, it's me inserting improv into everything that I do. So I'm going to give Lauren, you have to give a name for a ham and cheese toasty.
Okay.
What would you call it? What's our cafe, our horny cafe going to call that?
I'm going to call it hot, creamy pussy with the lips hanging out, because that's the ham.
Because that's the ham is also the title. And because of the rule, people have to say that.
Yeah.
You have to say that because of the ham bit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just get a hot, creamy pussy with the lips hanging out, because that's the ham?
And you guys want anything?
What are you guys going to have?
A whole bunch of soup.
Okay, wait. Is that – that's on bread, not on a croissant?
Yeah.
Although
a croissant is more pussy-esque.
I think – yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like, should we only have foods that have pussy vibes?
Okay, Lauren, you give Ham a menu item.
Okay. Like a protein ball.
Oh, no. I'm going to call it an ass nugget.
Whoa. Oh,
sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking it in that direction.
I mean, but are we doing – is that sexy? Are we doing just sexy, or are we doing any kind of –
It has to be okay with anal play. The cafe has to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are we doing here?
Yeah. This is like, this is not a kink shaming place.
Ass nugget's so funny. Just to punch out, like, just to keep the right, I would say a single anal bead. That's you.
Oh, you want to call it a single anal bead.
Mm. Yeah. You have to be like, can I just get a single anal bead? And that's protein.
Yeah.
Anyways, now my turn. Someone's to give me one.
All right, whom you think of one?
Okay, Conchetta, what if you got a granola bowl?
Okay, just quickly, what granola? Is that crunchy?
Yes. It's like the toasted kind.
Like muesli.
It's just muesli in a bowl. Is there anything else on it? Is there anything happening?
Well, yeah, let's say we'll put some seasonal fruits on there. So, like, I guess raspberries in the winter, maybe some mango in the summer, maybe some kiwi fruit on the shoulder seasons. Mm.
And maybe, yeah, like, yogurt's optional.
Okay. I don't know if yogurt can be optional. Yeah, I think that's crazy. Who eats dry muesli?
Well, they might have it with milk instead of yogurt.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, okay. But you have to pick, like, you have to pick a wet thing.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to just get – I'm not Woolworths. You can't just come in here and buy a box of – granola.
Yeah, maybe there's like a section of the menu and it's like calm options, and that's where you get to your soy milk, full cream, light, or yogurt, almond.
And are we calling all of those things just the milks they are, or are they all getting special cum names?
Oh, I mean, at a point you need to have it be kind of discernible.
Something needs to be grounded in reality. I learned that in a writer's workshop. So it's like, things can be crazy, but something needs to be like, if that's crazy, everything else needs to be normal. So okay, maybe the milks have to be normal.
Can I tell you something that I did for work one time regarding this specific consistency of cum? I used to work on a vitamin brand when I worked in advertising that makes your cum ropier.
Whoa. Ropier. Yeah. Now, talk us through what makes cum ropey.
Okay, like, scientifically, I don't know, but the chemicals that did it were in this pill.
Wow. But I mean, like, experientially.
Does ropey mean, like, it's long and together, like a rope?
Like streams and lines.
Whoa.
I think ropey comes probably more, like, manipulable than, like, almond milk.
And so that's, like, desirable to people?
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't actually do anything in terms of the potency or otherwise of your cum. But I think psychologically, like, you know how people associate like red with Coca-Cola or whatever? It's like marketing. It's branding. People associate ropey cum with them being like cool, virile guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what the image that – you know how – okay, bakers and people who love pastry and stuff will get this. You know how when you want like lettering and chocolate on a cake and mm-hmm. you have to put chocolate on like ice, like icy water, so it stiffens? That's what I'm picturing you doing with ropey cum. That's what we put on our
just
granola
like a pastry
bowl. You just like put it on, you like squirt ropey cum onto a bowl of ice water so that it's stiff, and it says congratulations, and it's like on your granola bowl.
You're piping just it like- out.
Instead of like milk bottles, it's just giant dicks hanging from the ceiling and you like milk them. It's time to add stuff to a coffee or a granola bowl.
Yeah, there's going to be, I mean, like the fit out of the cafe is going to be pretty elaborate. It's going to be, going to have to call in like probably the people who did Holy Moly or something, you know? It's
we're going to need the country's finest artisans.
Yeah. You know, this isn't just a Gloria Jean's. This is a next level. This is like an escape room architect kind of needed.
Babes, jumping off this, can I give you guys a recommendation? Everyone knows that I love activities for children, for adults, everything. Just throw me in it. And have you guys heard about Hijinks Hotel?
No.
No.
Oh, my God, babes. Okay, and everyone. So for my birthday, my sister.
Babes and non-babes.
Can I quickly say that this isn't sponsored? Because yeah. Your use of the word babes yeah. is making it sound like an ad. Babes, before we go any further, can I just jump in quickly to promote this thing? So this isn't an ad, and no, but we're just Conchetta stands.
As usual, no one ever pays me to vehemently support and fucking vouch for these fucking businesses that have $1 billion. But I'm just saying, like, for fun, and we're talking about fit outs and stuff, this place my sister took me to is kind of like you're walking in hotels, and then each room is like a game room where, like, one is you have to there's like a giant Sudoku. No, not Sudoku. What's that thing where it's like blocks of things and they fit in the right and it's a
Tetris?
Computer game? Yes. It's like you have to do like a Tetris game that's like giant in like 5 minutes. And then there's another, like every single room is like a different thing. And it's about the fit out. It's like every room is like upside, like they'll have stuff on the ceiling and it's upside down. And then you have to like, it's just different games in every room. So I'm stopping. I saw Lauren look at her watch, but I'm just saying do that. Do that for fun. Everyone look it up. It's pretty good.
You haven't given us your name for your dish.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You thought you'd get out of that, didn't you?
Okay. I'm thinking, what about a bag of dicks bowl?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, is the granola dick shaped? Are we making it in house? I think we have to.
Yeah. Each oat is cut out into a tiny dick shape, and it creates a lot of food waste, but we actually don't care.
We don't care. We're artists.
We don't care.
We're the greatest chefs of this generation.
You know what? Oh, my God. Hey, this is the next jumping off point, babes. Is I thought of it when you were talking about how your Hing's dad is a doctor and he was working in a cafe. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm really worried about like moles, like checking my moles on my body. So I'm obsessed with checking my moles for skin cancer. And then I met someone recently and they had like a mole on their face. And I was like, I wanted to ask them, like, hey, you should get that checked. And I imagine, like, as a doctor, you're thinking that all the time. So that's, like, what I was thinking, doctor in a cafe, that's what led me there. But that's what I wanted to pose to the podcast today was, like, what's the etiquette of, like, saying to someone unsolicited, hey, have you had that mole checked? Can you do that?
It's this. Mole, 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 mole.
Yeah, it's that.
It's that exact scene from Austin Powers.
I don't think you should say that.
I don't think you can do it, can you? But like, what if you see it? What if you see something out there? Irregular borders, different. I'm worried.
Yeah, irregular borders. That's bad. I don't think you can unless you're really close to the person or the person's like really old. Because I think by the time you're old, most of your conversations are medical.
Yeah. By the time you're old, you're just walking around waiting for someone to tell you, like, what's cancerous, what's not.
Literally. And, like, I turned, like, 30 and everything became just immediately a possible medical issue. Like, it's not – that people are always like, oh, you're so confident. And you're like, shut up. You're dying. You're suddenly so aware you're dying. Okay. Or my friends were like, now I can say no. Now I'm 33. I learned to say no at 8. Okay, you should have two.
Yeah.
Fucking moron.
I've been a bitch forever. Or people are like, in your 30s, you're going to be more financially stable. And I'm like, I don't think I will be, okay? And that's the problem. It just becomes actually more pathetic. So.
And also then, Lauren, your knees hurt. You're poor and your knees hurt all the fucking time. So like, it's like, what is the point?
What are you going to do?
I just had a quick question, Lauren. You know how in that scene in the Kardashians where it's Kendall and Hailey – Bieber, whatever, getting those IV drips for hanging out because they're so obsessed with health. Is that up your alley, like that kind of
Wait, I need you to explain the IV drips for hanging out.
Are you?
Can you take it away, Laura?
Sorry, I sometimes forget that I understand thing. We understand things that we say on a different kind of plane. So it's good to have a mediator in the room. No, you can get like voluntary IV drips of various like vitamins and amino acids and stuff. Probably like just for funsies. It's like vitamin C and vitamin B and stuff for energy levels to feel. It's like a wellness fad. Are you into that crazy stuff?
I like literally just shove a handful of a variety of vitamins in my face every morning now.
Yeah.
Don't really know what a lot of them do. Could be overdosing on like B12, whatever. Don't know.
Probably gonna die about it.
But yeah, if I had money, I'd be doing.
You'd be Kendall being like, babe, Kachetta, you can come over, but let's like, I'm doing an IV drip. I have like this. Like, you have to watch the scene. Kendall's whole house, she's like, I'm going to die. She's like, I have so much anxiety that I'm going to die, that her whole life is about crazy wellness. And I just saw that for you, and I'm right.
Yes, yes. I have the medical anxiety but not the money of Kendall. But, yeah, 100%. I would do – you know that thing that Peter Thiel does, the guy who sued Gawker?
Oh, no. I know the name. What is he? Yeah.
He funded the Hulk Hogan lawsuit against Gawker to, like, bring Gawker down. But anyway, yeah. Gawker's back. But the point is – I think it was reported. Oh, now I don't want to get us sued.
I don't think anyone's going to sue us. And if they do, it's going to be maybe.
It's going to be good for us.
It might be Michael. Okay, maybe it'll be Michael Hing who will sue us.
No.
For everything we've said about him today.
Okay, well, I'll say it. And I think it's been published. And I will just preface it saying, obviously, I'm only saying what has been reported, that a bunch of these guys do like blood transfusions, like they get blood from young people. Have you heard about this?
We've talked about this.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. Oh, we've already covered it on BNT Medical News with no research, no knowledge, and we've given our recommendations on the matter. And then this was confirmed by, I think, a nurse or something that replied, because I often just say things that I think, and then I'm like, I haven't checked this, but let me know. But it was true, because it might be different how they, I don't know if they're just doing infusions of like plasma or the full blood transfusions, but did you know that if you've received a blood transfusion in your life, it makes it harder in future if you ever need a donor organ, because it like,
really?
Yeah. Cause it complicates like the antigens in your body or whatever. Like then you end up, see again, everybody, this is not, I have not even researched it since I said it the first time. I haven't thought, oh, I'll look into that. No, absolutely not.
That's the way to live.
This is absolutely based on something I saw in Grey's Anatomy once. And I think there are people who research for that. So if I kind of secondhand the information, but no, it is apparently a thing. If you've received a blood transfusion, it's harder to get donor organs. So these millionaires, God forbid, they need a kidney because maybe they.
That's crazy. Yeah. They've had so much blood. Maybe they're growing their own like stem cell kidneys.
Well, also, probably.
On making up medical facts, I do this all the time. My friends have started having babies, and one of their babies was just out with us the other day, and we were talking about the baby being cold or warm, and she said something about like babies getting cold or hot fast, and I just said like I knew. I was like, oh yeah, because their surface area to volume ratio.
Because they're what?
Surface area to volume ratio. I was like, yeah, because like when masses.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because when a mass is really big, right, and the surface area to volume ratio is the wrong way, it retains, like a really big rock retains heat better than a really small rock, because the smaller rock's surface area to volume ratio is like high, I think.
Yeah.
So there's like more surface and less inside for the heat to dissipate out of. Anyway, I think I like heard half of that once in like year 8 science and I applied it to my friend's baby.
Oh my God. Like two days ago.
So much confidence. And she was like, what?
That is so cool. I just love humans for
you can
that,
just say
for doing
things.
That.
Yeah.
That you can just say things. You can just do things. There's like no repercussions. It's like in the way that I'm always I trust what I hear more than anything I've ever researched. Like, and I don't fact check. Like if I hear a taxi, like I'm pretty sure a taxi driver or an Uber driver was like, yeah, you know, you should like warm up your car before you go. Like you should sit in your car. And again, he could be right. He could be wrong. But that stayed with me. I'm like, that's important knowledge. Like the time my nonna years and years and years ago when I was a kid, she was like, don't wear lipstick all the time. It makes the color in your lips go away. So I avoided lipstick until I was literally today. And then you, and then everyone around me is like, where did you hit that? What,
yeah,
is that
that's any not real.
Fa- what do you, that's not real. But
I think that could be real. Her nonna said it.
My, thank you. See, gets it. Respects. Yeah.
My friend's dad at like a sleepover in year seven said to me, I wanted a glass of water. And he got me like half water from the tap and half water from the kettle. And he was like, it's Chinese medicine to drink warm water. I believe still, it, every day I still do that. I go to my office and I fill out my little like insulated water bottle with half boiling from the zip tap and half cold from the zip tap.
Wow. Maybe I got to do
like
that.
20 years later.
Maybe that's.
It's Chinese medicine.
Yeah, it's Chinese medicine and it's what I need. It's what will change my life. I kind of do that with like little sayings, like, because my family is like so weirdly superstitious. Like I can't do certain things without thinking of little things. Like if I am quickly doing something in the kitchen, I just have a knife and I go to stir something with the knife. I think stir with a knife, you'll stir up strife and you can't do it. Or you can't.
Oh my God, it rhymes.
Yeah, it rhymes. And you can't give knives as a gift because then you'll be cutting them out of your life. And then the other week my aunt was at my house. And then we were leaving and I was like, yeah, just go out the front door. I'd never even heard that one. And she was like, oh, do you mind if I open the door to leave? And I was like, what? Yeah, you can. And she was like, oh, it's just a superstition. Like if the guest opens the door to leave first, then you'll never see them again or something, or they'll never return. And I was like, what? And this was also like my aunt. I'd been I hadn't seen her in probably 15 years. Like we were kind of estranged. And I was like, girl, like what's going on? Can we...
Incredible things are going on in that brain.
Do you want me to open the door? Like, I can do it, but now I'm worried. So.
And now you know that one.
Yeah, now I know.
But also, just etiquette-wise, like, I don't know where I've been trained for that, but absolutely, if I'm leaving a house, it feels so illegal to be opening the door and letting myself out. I don't know. Does anyone else get that?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you invited me in, you must invite me to leave.
Yeah. It seems the thing.
That's a new saying.
I think I'm just opening doors everywhere. I'll go in, I'll go out. I'm crazy.
Wow. She'll go in, she'll go out. She'll actually more likely smash through the glass ceiling to leave a room.
Wow.
Also, I feel like we have to finish this ep soon and get to our next ep with gossip.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
God, I nearly forgot.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The time fucking flies when you're having fun.
It absolutely does. The time flies when you're talking cum.
And we should do lots of fuck watches in the next ep, right?
Yeah.
The gossip?
Let's. Yeah. All right.
Oh, I've got some crazy gossip.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Strap in. Everyone, get ready for Thursday's ep. You better believe it. It's going to be great. Thank you. We love you.
Thank you. And thank you for listening, girlies. We'll see you again on Thursday. Also, if you don't already know, we have just released our merch, which is so exciting. We have t-shirts and totes and hoodies. So you can see them. We've got the link in our Instagram bio, but it's bignaturaltalents.theprintbar.com or something. Could we get our own custom URL domain name? Yeah. Did we? No.
No. Shame on you for thinking that.
Whatever. Could, I don't know. Does it cost probably $30? Yeah. I just didn't do it, okay? Get over it. That's that.
That's that. And, is there anything you want to plug?
Well, no, I just want to say actually you guys are smart for not getting your own URL because here's the thing. It's 2022. Who the fuck is typing in URLs? They're going to click the link in bio anyway. No one's going to type it in.
Exactly.
It could be anything.
Exactly.
It could be xyz.zun. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It could be come on my tits. shop.org.
Yeah.
And no one would fucking give a fuck.
.au. Okay?
It'd be big,
no one's typing it.
Creamy pussy with the lips hanging out because that's the ham.com /merch.
Which is going to be the title of this app.
So gross. All right. We'll see you on Thursday, girlies.